Blog Talk Radio.
I am your host, Chanel, and tonight we have Nakia Cherie, author of You Don't Know Crazy. Now, if you listen to my Aunt Van or paid attention to Facebook today, you will see that she was a little scared, and you will see why in just a moment as we discuss You Don't Know Crazy. Please welcome Nakia Cherie. Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm excited. Thank you so much for the invitation.
Oh, well, thank you for accepting. I, you know, as you saw from Van, my wonderful aunt, cousin, friend, sister, she has so many titles to me. I made her read it. I didn't make her read it. Yes, I did. Before today. And so she has it finished. And so she has questions, as I'm sure any of the other listening audiences. And so do I. It was, to me, it was a thriller. It was a thriller, suspense.
Yes.
But I can see how it will make you, I mean, I understood it. I didn't understand it to the extent, you know, that I've gone through that kind of emotional pain, but I understood it.
I understood,
you know, why she did and felt like she had to do what she had to do. It kind of reminded me, and I thought about it as I finally watched Gone Girl this weekend. She had things planned out. They had things meticulously planned out. And that took a lot of planning.
Right.
A lot. So where was the inspiration? What drove you to, or how did you come about writing You Don't Know Crazy?
Well, I pull a lot of my book ideas from just things in life in general. And I always love, you know, that whole, you know, that term, you don't know crazy until, you know, you mess with mine or you do this or you do that. And, of course, everyone can say everything until they're in that situation. And for this particular story, I, you know, just was listening to the news and looking at stories on social media and seeing all these crazy things that were happening in real life to people. Dealing with their families, children, and, you know, with significant others and spouses and just things that we don't, those are the things that we talk about when we say, that's, you know, if that had happened to me, X, Y, Z. But the reality is you don't know what you're going to do until you are thrown in the middle of that situation. So I wanted to explore that thought because you hear it so frequently and everyone can pass judgment and say different things or what have you until it happens to them. And this particular case was such an extremity, you have to wonder, you know, when you take someone's child and you do something to someone's child, it's a different type of crazy that comes out when you do something to someone's child.
It absolutely is. It's a whole nother, I mean, birth will make you do that in itself. Just the fact that you have to go through that. So, yes, and then the fact that you take someone, take that life that you struggle to get, yes, that is a whole kind of crazy.
It is. It is. And just in noticing these different things that were happening, I wanted to really explore all of those emotions. I wanted to take readers there. And I can see that I did my job from, you know, some people. You know, it's one of those books that you're either going to love or you hate. And I wasn't afraid to write that. I wasn't afraid to, you know, kind of, you know, just really hit someone's mental space and say, listen, everything isn't always roses.
Right.
When it is roses, great. But when it's not roses, what then? And the reality of the situation is because there are so many people on a day-to-day basis that are going through these things consistently, until that snap moment happens, we can all say anything when someone, you know, does something to their spouse, but they have been abusing them the whole time.
Right.
All we see is the headline, such and such injure their spouse or their, you know, their child or what have you. We don't really know what the inner story is. So the significance of this particular story, the things that Gina was doing, was really, it wasn't anything that wasn't tied to her past with him. Everything had purpose, everything had reason. This wasn't anything that was irrational in her mind, because in her mind, she had thought about this for a very long time. And he was good till he put his hands on her child.
Exactly. So, during the trial, you know, she during when he went away to the, I guess it was temporary insanity, when he went away, mm-hmm. she did everything that, you know, that she did. So I guess that was part of the planning mm-hmm. preparation. But
yes.
I guess you do have to become calculating. You have to,
mm-hmm.
and you have to, it did take that time to, and I guess she needed that time, but I don't know that I would have made him suffer. I think I would have, I don't know. That's because the whole
exactly.
time.
Exactly. We don't know.
Right. The whole time I'm reading this story, I'm thinking, I don't know that I would have, I think as soon as I brought him into the house, I would have had to kill him. I don't know that I could have, you know, just thinking. But again, you make a valid point.
Right.
You don't know
right.
what you would do until you are actually placed in those shoes. You know, you can say, well, if that happened to me, I wouldn't do this,
mm-hmm.
or I would have done that, or I would, you know, you cannot say that unless you are actually walking in those shoes. And I think that's the problem
mm-hmm.
with a lot of people today, that, you know, they're
right.
always, they're judging without actually, you don't know the backstory. So you did wonderful in actually giving us the backstory as to everything that Gina went through and why she was so hard, you know. But that's a hard thing, because you really don't know. You know, I don't know what it would have. I mean, you don't know crazy, and I
well,
think
it would have been over if she'd have killed him as soon as he stepped in the apartment. You know,
right?
It would have been over. That was the buildup. So it was such a play on emotions for her, because in her mind, he had already tried to kill himself, which would have been the coward's way out, because death
right.
is final. So her mind was, no, you need to pay for what you did to my child, and I don't believe that the courts have adequate enough torture for you as it pertains to a mother's heart.
Yeah.
And that was her whole thought process. And for 10 years, that's all that her focus was on. Take case in point, Law Abiding Citizen with Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
That father waited 10 years, 10 calculated years. He's buying property. He's, you know, digging tunnels through jails. He had everything. And in his mind, you know, what I'm going to do to you is going to be way worse. I'm going to go into the jailhouse, into the prison with you, because they're not equipped to give you the torture that I want to give you. When they put him in prison, they thought they were doing a favor to society, not realizing that that was part of his plan.
Right. Yes, I remember that movie. I love that movie. That was very calculated. So it takes, well, and that just shows, too, how much strength Gina had too, because it's such strength to calculate that so well and so meticulously and so perfectly that absolutely no one had a clue. No one. She had, you know, essentially two separate lives, you know, that she was leading.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was getting concerned for her because, like, you're almost into splitting your personality.
Right.
You're acting one way
she really was.
Yes. Right. So
she really was. Levi has really no idea.
Right.
You know, which also brings a valid point, because if you think about, again, going back to the news of social media, all these people that have no idea who it is that they're with. I read a story of a man that had children. They were grown, had their own kids. He was maybe in his 70s, and one day he just woke up, shot his wife for no reason. I personally know someone whose father did that to her mother and then shot himself. No telltale signs. You never know what's going on in someone's mind. And sometimes you'll never know the backstory. Who knows if Gina will tell him? Maybe we'll find out in part two. Maybe we won't.
So that's a question, you know, Dan. She texted me yesterday. I believe it was yesterday or this morning. I don't know. Because I said, Dan, I'm rereading, and now I have to jump to the end because now I think I have questions, but I thought I knew, but now I don't know. So you are doing a part two?
I am. I'm working on a part two. I don't have when it might come out because I have a few projects that I'm working on, including You Don't Know Crazy might possibly be adapted to a movie. But I'm working on a movie for my short story that was in an anthology with Iris Bowling and Loretta Walls called Hostile. So it's going to be a while before part two to You Don't Know Crazy is released, but I will tell you that I've already started working on it. Some questions will be answered. Some new things are going to happen. And also, if you've read any of my other books, some other characters will be introduced in the mix as well from my other books. So I was requested by one of my readers to do a mashup of different books that I have that are all completely unrelated to each other. But I've done before when I've taken Danica from Inside Danica's Closet and I put her in a 30-day love affair, and people love Danica's character. Danica, but I've actually heard that Gina was worse than Danica. Danica, I've modeled her after Sharon Stone's character in Basic Instinct. So she is going to be a female serial killer. She's two books in, and I'm working on her third book as well. book, there's two of them, On the Flip Side and You Don't Know Crazy.
Okay. You hear that, Van? So Van is already reading. Downloaded, I believe.
Okay.
Other
Van, please finish. I hope you do finish the book. I know it's a little hard. It can be a hard read. It's an emotional read. It's a lot of things going on. But these are things that I feel that need to be explored and discussed and talked about. You never know who might be dealing with things out in the world in general, which is what I found with my writing. Every book that I have, I deal with a difficult subject. And I've had people come up to me and say, you wrote my life. This is something I've gone through. And just not one person, but multiple people. So these are things that are happening. But inside the stories, you're going to find hints of inspiration. For example, Gina, as much as she was a terror to her husband, she was inspired by his actions. Because she could not get the strength while she was with him 10 years prior to just leave until it was too late.
Right.
So it was a horrible thing to occur, but she found something out of it that sparked her into this calculated mindset. And then even with Levi, I do read all my reviews, and I know, you know, reviews can be a double-edged sword. Sometimes, everyone's not going to like it. So I've got thick skin, and that's okay. So I read some, someone compared me to Stephen King and actually said it was worse than Stephen King. It was such a horrific tale. And he said, okay.
Wow.
First of all, I appreciate it. Yeah. But I actually, what she didn't say was that the writing was horrible, and it wasn't the writing. It wasn't that there were hundreds of grammatical errors or whatever. It was the fact that she was torturing a man in a wheelchair. So, which I, you can take that many different ways. She might have a loved one in a wheelchair. And I have loved ones that are in wheelchairs. So I can understand, and I knew when I wrote this book that somebody wasn't going to like it. Somebody was going to have a problem with the fact that she retaliated versus forgiving and giving it up to Jesus. So, some people can do that, and then there are some people that can't. So with Levi being introduced into it, if you think about it, she was suicidal as well. She was ready to take him out, take her out, the same way that it started. But Levi, he didn't save her. He inspired her to look at something different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I saw one review said, I hate, a man got to save a woman. And he didn't save her. He inspired her. No one can make you do anything. They can only inspire you, good, bad, or indifferent.
And I think it was such dark periods. And I think that we, because I do not read thrillers, or I like to think that I don't sometimes. I don't realize that it is a thriller until I'm into it. But then it has drawn me because now I want to know what's happening at the end. So I continue reading. But I think what happens is that, we don't often read, or I don't at any rate, read thrillers or where women are, torturing or committing such acts. And, usually it's men that are beating or doing, which he did. He did do those things. But if you read the beginning of the story, you understand. I understood why she was doing that. I just said, that's a whole lot of planning where you have insulated the wall. You have done some things to get to this point and do when, but if we say all she had to do was walk away, we wouldn't have a good book. There would not, there's
exactly.
No story.
It would have been over.
Exactly.
Right.
So, it's good that because, it challenges, when I read and pick up this type of literature, these types of books, it challenges me to think really outside of the box and to, read. Just because I don't write that doesn't mean that it's not good. And so to say that you're worse than Stephen King, wow. wow. We are talking to Nakia Cherie. She is the author of You Don't Know Crazy. And, really, you don't know crazy if when you are faced with obstacles or instances that you have never been faced with or you've never dealt with. You do not know how far that's going to take you to the brink of insanity. You simply don't know. Anything could trigger, could trigger that. And so when it deals with our children, especially our young children, when it deals with our babies, that will take you right to the threshold of insanity. And it doesn't matter. I don't care what type of mother you are. You can be the holiest of holy. It's going to take you there. You might not show what you're doing, but yes, you may pray, but it's going to take you there. I guarantee you. It's something you are, if you're not doing it, you're thinking it. But the Bible says if you're thinking it, you're doing it. So either way, you're there. So, but I enjoyed it. I am going to read the rest. So, are you optioning You don't know Crazy? I cannot.
No,
I
this is independent. my sister is actually a screenwriter.
Oh.
She did the teleplay for Iris Bowling's The Heart series, book to film, first series, season one. And she also is an editor. She edits a lot of my books. And this is one of the stories that she just sent me a screenshot and said, hey, by the way, you know, we're going to go ahead and make this into a movie. So working on some of the things that I've done in production recently, such as I was a producer on The Heart. I've worked on various different live stage productions here in Virginia and dealing with, you know, just getting things on TV and the inner workings of being able to show things on film. And it's a whole nother world. But I realized just as in publishing, this is something that you can do yourself and you can you can generate the capital yourself. You can, you know, you can believe in your dream and keep 100% creative control of what it is that you want to do. Because at the end of the day, nobody knows your story like you do. So I want to take the knowledge that I've learned over the last couple of years working in production behind the scenes and bring some of my stories to the forefront. So I've been connected with a lot of great actors, actresses, directors, cinematographers, sound engineers. So we're going to make it happen, and it's going to be professional. It's going to be everything that it needs to be. But again, we're starting with Hostile, which will be a short film, and we will take that to we're planning to take it to different film festivals and have some showings here in Virginia and wherever we can show it at, just to, you know, again, I'm about inspiring myself. So I want to be able to show other authors, again, this is something you can do yourself and it can be of a professional caliber. So that's what we were all about on The Heart set. So definitely want to make sure I can bring that to my own projects as well.
And I'm sure you will. I enjoyed it. And I look forward to seeing that on film. I can't wait. I can't wait for that, Nakia. That's exciting. So how long do you think that will do? And will you push part two back some in order to, you know, start producing the film?
Not necessarily. The way that I do things, I tend to create in multiple genres. I mean, I do a lot at the same time. So I'm able to write, paint, design jewelry, you know, be on a show, set up a show, go to work. I can do a lot of things at one time. It's more so just a matter of having the story come to me. I don't like to force a story. So when it's flowing, I let it flow. And when I feel like it's being forced and, you know, the water faucet is dripping a little bit, I turn it off for a little bit and I just walk away until I feel like it's flowing again. So sometimes I've written a book in a week and a half and I've written books in a year, 2 years. So it just really depends on how the energy comes to me.
So do you paint and are you a jewelry maker?
Yes, I am all of those things. Those are actually what I've decided for Hostile to not do Kickstarter or GoFundMe. I decided to generate the capital from my artwork that I create, as well as the jewelry that I design, and just taking homegrown funds. And, you know, it's been already something that people have been embracing, so I'm enjoying it. It's something I like to do, and so why not let it, you know, instead of just saying, hey, you know, I need your support, I want to give you something back too. So it's a different type of proud fundraising aspect, but it's definitely something that's a lot of fun. Artwork in general is just such a stress relief. Jewelry for me, I am one of those people that when you see me and I'm performing, I'm also a spoken word artist. I have to have jewelry that brings people in. I have my outfit. Everything has to come together, but I only like things that are one of a kind. So all of my jewelry line is all, it's called Exclusive Ancestor, and I have another one called Exclusive by Nakia. Exclusive Ancestor has artwork by my friend Julian Green. So each piece is one of a kind. I make that one. I don't make that same one ever yet. So I would like to give people that same type of feel from you know, the things that I like. So I'm going to give you what I like. I like pretty things. You'll get pretty things. That's
audience, please, if you will.
Yes.
Well, before we do that, I received a text message because you can also press 1 and ask your own questions, or you can text me and I will ask your questions or your voice your comments live on air. So I received a text message, and they say no. They need book 2 to come sooner rather than later because there are some unanswered questions.
Okay.
So will we get the answers to Richard and Robert? Which one was the... I don't. If you haven't read, I try not to give a lot of the book away for the readers who oftentimes listen to the show before they read the book, and then once we talk about it, they read. So I try not to divulge a whole lot. So
that one actually is the easy one.
Okay,
and
so you know where I'm going
after the fact. So yes, it is Richard. And I made an error, and I was typing Robert, and we didn't catch it until after it went to print. So that's one of the things I have to clean up. I will admit I'm self-published. I take all my own hits to the chest. So, I don't make it to where I can, you know, I can hire who I can hire, and, you know, everyone is human. So, you know, every now and then you miss things. So that it is Richard. There is no Robert. That was my error, and we didn't. Again, we read it a couple times, but for some reason our eyes just did not catch that. So my apologies there. But, yes, it's a Richard. But maybe I'll introduce a Robert.
Hey. So now, did Richard, he's in the wheelchair, so did he, oh my night is perfect. I'm trying not to give that, it's towards the end where she hired someone. So will we find out what happens to that person that she hired who tried to play her?
That will be answered in part 2, yes.
Oh, Nakia,
that will be.
I mean, yeah.
Yes, we have to have fun with him. that was an interesting dynamic in itself. And, you know, it's one of those things where when someone that is already kind of living a little shady gets wind of something that might also be shady, of course they might try their hand. But then you have a tug of war in essence between those two characters to see, okay, who's crazier, you or me? So her showing up in that scene and, you know, doing what she did, definitely it has his blood pumping at that time. But then, you know, afterwards you kind of, you know, your mind gets calculated because you feel that someone has the one up on you. So now you want to retaliate. So it's going to be an interesting ride as it pertains to that. So we're going to see, you know, we'll see some different things as it pertains to his character and maybe even find out a little bit more about how he got to where he is.
We are talking to Nakia Sheree, author of You Don't Know Crazy. And, honey, let me tell you, if you have not read this book, I do tell you to read the book. You will understand, really, what can drive a person to the brink of, it's called crazy, I say insanity, because it's a bit insane, some of the things that Gina comes up with and thinks to do. I just don't understand, and I'll have to ask you, where did you come up with some of those scenarios? But we are speaking to Nakia, and if you have a question, go ahead and press 1 for us. Or text me. I will ask your question live on air. If you're online listening to us, question right across to me, and I will ask your question or make your comment live on air. Nakia, can you tell the listeners where they can, A, find your book, and B, how they can actually find your jewelry line?
Sure. The book can be found on Amazon Kindle. It is exclusively an ebook, and it's only 99 cents. The books are, for me, more so of a passion than anything. And a lot of things that I do artistically are passion, so I just really want people to read. It's not one of those things where I'm trying to, you know, trick my readers or what have you, to trick and get more readers or what have you. I know there's a lot of interesting things going on in the publishing world. For me, I just want you to read. So I made it as affordable as possible for my readers to be able to pick this up. And all of my titles actually right now are 99 cents, with the exception of Hostel, which is part of the Heroes Anthology, as that is a fundraiser project that we're doing. They can find it easiest by just typing in my first name, Nakia, N-I-K-K-E-A. I have titles under Nakia Cherie as well as Nakia Smithers, as I am merging all of my books over to Nakia Cherie, and that'll take some time. However, if they type in Nakia, it will pull up all of my books. As far as the jewelry line, they can do two things. They can go to exclusiveancestor.storenv, and storenv has one E shared, so storenvy.com. That's where they can purchase. And for I do so much that sometimes I don't have a chance to post everything to the store, because I'm also doing different, you know, vendors, and you know, people are calling me out for special events and things of that nature. So sometimes I just post pictures directly to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/exclusiveancestor. So you can see a lot of the work there. We have jewelry boxes, calendars that has artwork in my poetry. We have we have a lot. Just visit the website. If you have questions, it's exclusiveancestor@yahoo.com. I can answer those, or you can send a message on the Facebook page.
Well, I'm learning some things myself, because I don't think I was aware of the jewelry line. So I will have to make sure I do that. And I know we're Facebook friends, but I don't think I've seen the jewelry. So are you on Instagram as well?
I am. On Instagram, it's just Nakia Cherie. I can't do but so much social media accounts at one time. So for Instagram and Twitter, I do Nakia Cherie, and I put everything on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at the same time. That is actually the quickest way to see some of those pictures, but I also do pictures, postings of other things that I have going on as well. So just to connect with me in general, find out what I've got going on, what I'm doing. That's a great way to keep up with me. All of that feeds onto my site, which is nakiacherie.webs.com. You can see this feed from Exclusive Ancestor page at the bottom. My book club, RWA Book Club, you can see the feed from that there, as well as information from just from my most recent projects as well. And then they can also add me as a friend on Facebook. I do interact with people. I love to talk to people. For my artwork, it's Poetry and Paint. So it's facebook.com/poetryandpaint. And what I try to do is post things to the pages and then share it onto my page. So adding to the page itself will make sure that you can get the updates as soon as they come in, just in case for some reason Facebook doesn't send it right to your feed.
So do that, because I just received another text message, and it states that it is beautiful jewelry.
Oh, thank you.
So we have a shy audience this evening. No one wants to come up here this evening.
It's okay. I promise I'm not as scary as my books. I promise you. No, Van said it is scary. I'm not as scary as my books, Van. I like to think about, for one, think of all the things that you know that you won't do in real life. You know, I'll put it in the book. Have fun in the book. But for me personally, I'm really just nice, calm, cool, collected. Well, maybe not. I do, because I do a lot, my friends, they like energize a bunny. But I really am, you know, just a fun hearted spirit. So thank you for checking out the jewelry, and I hope that you like the artwork as well. Again, Julian Green, he's my friend that we collaborate a lot of different things on. So you'll see a lot of his things on the site as well. His Instagram is Julian_Green. All of on Instagram and Twitter, I believe, and it's jgreenart.webs.com. So all of the artwork that you see in the jewelry is actually his artwork, and the artwork that's in the calendar is his artwork.
We do have our first question live on air. We're going to go right to caller 1491. Please state your name and where you're calling from. You're on the air live.
My name is Jerry. I'm calling from Columbus, Ohio. And actually, I have two questions. My first question is, in your jewelry line, do you offer anything for men?
Yes.
Okay. Exactly do you offer for men?
I have mostly it's wood jewelry and charcoal pieces. I use a lot of earth tones, some gunmetal. They tend to kind of go quickly because of the fact that, you know, men, it's very hard for them to find unique, exclusive jewelry of that caliber. So what you can do is on the exclusive ancestor page, you can send me a message on the Facebook page, and I can actually shoot you some pictures as they come in, as I design them. And I also can look to see what I know I have a lot of bracelets that I just haven't. They're on the Facebook page, but they're not on the store yet. Because they go, again, they go a little quickly, but yes.
Just bracelets or rings and bracelets?
Bracelets and necklaces. I make rings, and those are, I use stones and wire wrapping, and that's to everyone's interpretation. So it just depends on your individualized style as far as whether or not that's something that you think that you can pull off, because they are very bold pieces. But, yes, I do rings as well.
Okay. My second question, you say your sister is a screenwriter and she's your editor.
Yes.
If one wants
yes.
to get into the screenwriting business, is that something that you actually need to take a course, or is that something that you can actually just kind of like pick up somebody's script and kind of play around with it and do it yourself?
So I'm going to answer as though I were her, based off of what she's told me. And but she it definitely might be something that you might want to reach out to her on Instagram. She's Sierra Jewel, and you can send her a direct message. But she actually is currently in LA Film School, which I understand it to be it's actually a really great school. She's in Connecticut, and she's taking an online course, but they teach everything for the film industry. So she's taking directorial classes and cinematography. They sent to her equipment. She reached a certain amount of months that she was in the program, and she has learned a lot. They definitely help her to develop that craft as far as being a screenwriter. As far as programs, I know she uses Celtics, which is on is in the iStore. That tends to be a pretty it's a nice program to use for anyone that's looking to do anything with screenwriting. And but those are the main things that I know from her, is that, you know, definitely, and you know, reach out for some type of educational pieces so that you can make sure you're doing it right.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much. I look forward to looking at some of your jewelry.
Great
question.
Thank you.
Appreciate
the call.
Enjoying it. Wow, you are such a busy person.
How do you manage your day in 24 hours as busy as you are?
I don't know how I get through it either, to be honest with you. I just go from the time I wake up until I can't keep my eyes open any longer. It's a fun life to live, I have to say. I also work a full-time job. Many people don't know that. But I work 40 hours a week just like the regular person, the average person does. So every minute to me means something for my dreams, because when I'm at work, that is a check to pay said bills. When I am, you know, when I'm home or I'm doing my different things, these are passions. I don't want, I didn't ever want necessarily my passions to become work. Nothing against those that do it full time, but for me, that was kind of, you know, some of my things. I really wanted to focus on the passion piece, because sometimes when you attach money to it so much, you lose the passion behind it. And a reader can tell. They can tell when you're writing for money versus writing for a passion. And you can write for a passion and make your money. I read myself. I have a immense library. So I love supporting other authors. It's just something that is a part of me. But from sunup, when I wake up, I'm doing, before I go to work, I have already done maybe 5 different tasks, meetings, cook dinner, wash clothes, clean the house, paint the picture, do some jewelry. I've done a lot in a day, so.
Well, I did read one of your statuses today where you did say, you spoke about supporting others and garnering support.
Yes.
And, you know, I find that is a very, you know, that becomes a sticky situation. You know, everyone wants support, but then they don't, in turn, provide the same support for you. So
right.
How do you deal with that?
Well, for one, and another status I put in up today, I deal with the positivity, and I shed negativity. So I don't have enough time to focus on, you know, negative moods or attitudes or this, that, and the third. If you don't want to support, that's fine. Thank you. It's a pleasure knowing you, but we're going to keep it moving. So I choose to put my energy and focus in those that do support me. So, even if I don't know you, I will share your status. I spend at least an hour a day actively looking for things to share on my Facebook timeline. I look for if it's another author. I try to share it to my page as well as my book club page. My only thing with that is it's got to be something positive. So, again, no disrespect to anyone that is, you know, because I write racy, so hey. But at the same time, I'm mindful that I have a broad audience as far as my book club is concerned. So certain things I won't put up, I won't necessarily share, but for the most part, I'm sharing a lot. I know that there's a large fan base that's out there that are looking for different things to read. So I try to share that. Other businesses, you can be, I don't live in Texas, but if I see somebody has something going on in Texas, hey, some of my, you know, friends list might be in Texas. Let me share it. It takes 5 seconds to hit the share button. So another thing I do is if I see something on my timeline that is just makes no sense from a standpoint of just, you know, you're constantly reposting fights. For example, that's one of my pet peeves. You know, that's all you know, your whole timeline is fights here, fights there, what have you, things that don't, just not uplifting, like, okay, it happened, got it, but okay, what next? I have been known to just go ahead and remove you from my friends list. I can only have 5,000 friends. Let me go ahead and free up some space. So, again, it's about removing that negativity.
Right.
And I don't make a big, you know, I don't make a statement about it or anything. I'm just, oh, you're gone.
Right. And so do I. I remove people who don't say, oh, I remove that person. It's just I find them
It's got to be extreme. Everyone's entitled to their feelings. Yeah, but if it's ridiculous, I'm sorry, I have no time.
Right. Oh, I understand. Now, when you say book club, do you mean that is the book club just for your books, or do you actually run a book club where you read monthly or read bi-monthly?
I have a book club called RWA Book Club, Readers with Attitude Book Club. We have been around since 2008, and we actually meet, right now we're meeting bi-monthly, but we have a Facebook fan page. So we post a lot to the fan page, and it has a little over 2,000 members right now. And then the fan page feeds into my website and the book club's website, which is rwabookclub.webs.com. And on there, we have an even larger reach. I think it's about 10,000 people a month that view the website at this point. So it's a great club to be in. The thing about it is we're all so talented and busy in our own direction. So we went from being able to meet every month to meeting every other month and doing different things. So we typically meet and have the authors present or on the phone. But for the month of March, the book that we're reading, we're actually going to a play that was designed on the book by the author. So we also try to do different things. We try to show our support as much as we can, pretty much. And then we just buy books just because all through the month. So a lot of times people, and we do reviews on Amazon, but sometimes we don't have a chance to post them as much as we'd like. But we read a lot. So it's just a matter of being able to actually sit down and go in and do a whole bunch of reviews for all the stuff that we've read. But we're constantly buying books, constantly sharing books, constantly spreading word, just because a lot of times when I'll see an author myself that I haven't met before, even though I've been writing for years, going to different events for years, and, hey, I'm a fan of your work. I love your work. So it's, you know, that's something great for them to know, wow, I didn't even know you were reading me. You know, we don't necessarily announce everyone that we're reading, but we're reading. And then when we like it, we recommend.
So who are you currently reading?
This month we're reading Vincent Ellis White. He has a stage play in Richmond, Virginia, next week. And his stage play is based off of his book. It's called Finding Chris, My Father, which is based off of his life. And he's actually a good friend of mine. He was he's just a really great person and author. He's got a few books out there. But this book was really, it's a heart-jerker. It's an interesting thing. He didn't find out until he was an adult that his father, that he thought was his father all his life, was not. And his father was ended up being just, it was by a chance situation that they ended up meeting, and it was his father's a prominent doctor in the community. So that was, again, these things are happening in real life. We don't want to talk about them, but things are happening. So it was it's a really, really great story, so we're glad to be able to support him. I will actually be there opening the stage play performance, Spoken Word, as well as I'll have artwork and jewelry there as well. So we're very happy to be able to support him. It's part of the Date with Dad weekend where Chad Coleman from The Wire, Black Thought from The Roots are going to be present that weekend. And it focuses with that connection between the father and their child, specifically the daughters, of course, for this particular weekend. But all are welcome to come out for that weekend, a very, very powerful weekend. So action-packed events, March 21st.
What part of Virginia is that?
Richmond, Virginia.
Okay. So for everyone in Richmond, there you have it, something to do, March 21st, that weekend. So you said that you've been writing for years, and I know you're not supposed to do this, and if I'm not going to do it exactly, but I'm going to hit around for it. You don't sound that old. So what do you mean you've been writing for years?
Yes, I'm 34.
And oh, you're a baby.
But I've written books since 2003, published, all self-published. titles of a couple of anthologies. So some are with some other companies, what have you. But really a lot of things just for fun, just because I like to do it and I like stories. And, you know, it's
I like it just for fun.
On paper.
Yes, it is. And you know, you just said, you know, that these are things that are happening in real life, you know, and
right.
We, especially, and I said this last week, and I believe I said this during Thursday night show as well, that we often sweep things under the rug. And when we do that,
right.
We create dysfunctional people who are leading
mm-hmm.
dysfunctional lives. And it's, you kind of put a Band-Aid over it, but you don't address the issue. You know, we cover it up. And we do that a lot in the Black community. And I think that's my platform. I'm so tired of sweeping things under the rug and not discussing reality, you know, to where your children are now jacked up, their children are jacked up, because you decided to put a Band-Aid on an open wound.
What do you say?
And so, you know, again, this, you don't know crazy. Band-Aid on an open wound that now something tragic has happened. And she is,
right.
You don't know crazy. She's on the brink of insanity.
Right. And actually, you mentioned something earlier that I guess it would be pretty interesting and cool for me to share with people as far as, you know, how do you come up with these situations? Well, everything that you read that she did to him, I actually went around and asked people if somebody did, you know, I didn't use the scenario of their child. I actually used the scenario of if your ex, think about an ex that you had that you just cannot stand. And normally I don't normally delve into that because, again, I really like positivity and things of that nature. But when you're dealing with novels and fiction, you have to go to – I can't be Nakia. I have to be Gina. I have to be that character. So I went and asked people, you know, think about an ex or maybe a girlfriend's, you know, man or a cousin. It might be a male cousin and his girlfriend and just really, you know, somebody that was just terrible to them. Think about that person, and if you could get away with doing something, just off, you know, just doing something to them, what would you do? And these were the things that people came up to me and said. These were the things that they said. So that whole torture situation that occurred throughout the book, none of that was really that fabricated. That was somebody said fire ants. Okay, well, let's look up fire ants. What do they do? How can you cure them?
Oh my gosh, that was my next question because I was rereading the story yesterday, and when I got to that scene, I said, "Oh, I forgot about this scene. Where in the heck do you come up with?" I would never have thought about that. But oh my gosh,
yeah, yes.
And then, the cure, I was, oh wow. Oh, wow. People really,
and in the way that she explained the cure.
Yeah.
Her
right.
explanation,
so
you know, to him,
right.
I told you aloe, but actually, and that was off a Google search I did. I went to Google and I Googled fire ants and what they do. And my friend, she actually, you know, she told me she had been bitten by fire ants when she was younger. So I had a little bit of insight from that, but she just told me it hurt. So I wanted to know, okay, are they lethal? Can she die? How much time can we have on them? Because all of those things were in her calculations. And then when I looked at the remedies, I'm like, wait a minute. That's a cure? That's a thing? Yeah. We're going to use that.
Wow.
as twisted as it was, you know, it really didn't. If somebody gives you something crazy like that, it's like, I got to use it. This has to
right,
be, you know,
you really
you gotta
don't
research,
know
you got to do it right.
Yeah,
exactly. And that goes back to what we were talking about in the beginning. What you would do and what I would do is completely different. I would have never thought about fire ants.
Right.
And if I didn't ask, I wouldn't have known. I would have never known.
So, you know, it's always fun and interesting to write these tales. And I know for any of my readers, they know I have a tendency to kind of dance on the dark side a little bit, just because I think, again, it's something that I won't do in real life. I won't torture anybody or kill anybody in real life. But in a book, hey, we can get away with this a little bit, maybe. And then that's when you bring in your, you know, your other side of the law, what have you. So some of, you know, I've got a murder mystery where I explore different things with that. But I like to just push that envelope and just, or kick that door down and let's see, this is fiction, let's do it. Why not? And then really it's already happening in real life. We might read a story about it, we may not. How many stories do you read of kids, you know, locked in the young boy that was locked in that room in the wall for years? And he was playing in the yard and the neighbors didn't even know. So, you know, we can't say, oh, that's so fabricated. No, this stuff is happening.
Right. I mean, Criminal Minds shows us that every week.
Exactly. Criminal Minds, you got CSI. Those are my favorite. When I'm writing these type of dramas, those are the shows that I watch.
Well, you're doing a very good job of stating that, because, you know, as we say in talk, I think, especially when you've just revealed that you ask people, and they've given you
right, exactly.
You don't know crazy. You could sit next to your coworker and they could, you know, in the back of their mind, think of things to do to people because you don't know crazy. You don't know what crazy is.
Right.
You don't know what crazy is going to do. You don't know how crazy is going to react. You don't know crazy until that person is put into a situation where their back is against the wall, or you take in something that they absolutely love. And for most of that, for most of us, it's our children, you know, especially our babies, you know, that you really haven't had the time to sit and learn, and they've not lived their life. You will go crazy, and you don't know crazy. We have been speaking with Nakia Sharique, author of Don't Know Crazy. If you have not read this, you should. It is because you don't know crazy, and we sit back and we say, oh, I wouldn't do this, or I wouldn't think of that, or, you know, some of you who may be holier than thou and, you know, say, well, you just pray and ask the Lord to forgive. And but not everyone is there, and until you actually walk in a person's shoes, you absolutely categorically cannot say what you will and will not do, because we do not know what our reactions are until we're actually placed in those positions. So, Nakia, before we end tonight's show, can you please tell the audience once again where they can connect with you, where they can reach out to you, and your various activities?
Absolutely. The easiest way to reach out to me is going to be social media. I'm on there all day, every day, promoting, sharing, posting, all that good stuff. So Nakia Sharique is my name on all platforms. That's Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Instagram and Twitter is Nakia Sharique, one word. And on Facebook is Nakia, first name Sharique, last name. And that's NIKKEASHAREE. And my website is www.nakiasharique.webs.com for my personal site. And for the book club is www.rwabookclub.webs.com. And then for the jewelry, it's Exclusive Ancestor, and that's on Facebook, as well as Store Envy, so it's exclusiveancestor.storeenvy.com. And then I also am an artist, visual artist, so for my artwork is Facebook right now, is Poetry and Paint. So definitely connect with me. I do follow back. Again, I love really reaching out and touching and talking to my readers and I get inspired by people. So I encourage you to let me know what you're thinking and chime in, share what you see. And if I see something I like on your page, I'll share what I see.
Well, it has been a pleasure sitting and chatting with you. I've learned about you in this 3 hour. This hour flies by so quickly, I swear it does. I enjoy reading your posts. I was following what you were doing today as I was visiting with my uncle in the hospital today. So I was following and trying to do what I was doing. So, and I enjoy, you know, some of the statuses that you.
Thank you.
So I appreciate your work, and I am going to read more. And hopefully one day we will get a chance to meet, and I cannot wait for the film. And hopefully you will come back.
And part two. I know you guys are waiting on part two.
Yes, ma'am.
I promise to start working more on part two for you guys. And yes, I'll be happy to be back for the film as well.
Great. Well, it has been a pleasure. Thank you again for your time, since you are such a busy, I don't know how you do it, you are such a busy person. You have inspired me to kind of get my time management skills into perspective and do what I need to do. So thank you for that. We are not having a show next week, but please return to us on Thursday. I'm not sure what our topic we might still deal with, the relationship issues, but we will return Thursday on Live on Air at 7, and back on the 24th with Jacqueline Wheelock with A Most Precious Gift. Thank you so much to you for listening to us again for another segment of The Book Experience. I so appreciate your faithfulness. God bless you all. Again, thank you, Nakia. Remember to pray for one another. And I love you all. Good night.
Good night.